All right, what's up, guys? Been a while since I've done one of these, so I'm hanging out here in my kitchen. I'm here in upstate New York right now, and got my coffee, and I'm ready to go. So I wanted to make a quick video because it's been a little bit since I've introduced myself and kind of given a background of who I am and what my business, Barebone Strength, is all about. So I'll give you a quick background. I'll lay the groundwork for you, the story. I was going to school for my bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and I frequently used the weight room. And what I noticed was there were football players in the other room that were doing what was supposed to be power cleans, and they looked heinous. They looked terrible. And I thought, man, somebody should teach these people how to do this before they get to college, so that way colleges can have a college-ready athlete. So I was kind of chatting with at the time she was my girlfriend, not even fiance yet, now my wife of, you know, almost 8 years and children. And it's amazing that she's been with me this whole time. She helped me develop this idea. I remember sitting in the backyard at her parents' house in the summertime, lying in the grass and coming up with business ideas and said, I need a program that shows people that the fluff is not the answer. That standing on a BOSU ball and working stability exercises or only doing kettlebell or only doing sprinting or speed camps or parachutes or speed ladders and any of that stuff is going to develop great athletes and great athleticism. So we brainstormed all these ideas, and I had this whole notebook. I wish I could still find it with all the names on there, but it essentially had all these ideas of what I was going to name my company. And the concept was the basics work, they always work, they're always going to work. And I myself have been training for 3 decades at this point, if you count when I started Taekwondo at 5 years old, doing burpees and jumping jacks and sprints and getting fit that way and squats in the middle of class. I've been doing this for 30 years and those things still work 3 decades later. And I'd like to think that I'm still improving, I'm still getting better, leaner body composition, more muscle mass, more athleticism here at 36 years old? Yeah, I think I'm 36 years old now. So anyway, what we came up with was this idea of bare bones, the basics. And I was like, man, I love the idea of bones. And I wanted this like badassery element to it because realistically, I started training because I had G.I. Joes and I had He-Man and I had all these action figures and I wanted to look like them. I wanted to be big and strong. I wanted to have the muscles and the traps and, you know, I wanted all that stuff for myself. And I fully believe that everything I do has to have this idea of badassery, and I want to be the biggest, most tough guy that I can. So bones was important to me that it came in there, and this idea of like the skull and all that. And then bare, I was like, bare bones. All right, cool, because it's the basics. But then I was like, what about like bare like the animal? At the time, I was playing with a group of friends of mine, musicians, and we had started a new band called Mason's Revolt. And we talked a lot about bears. We had a song like, and then there were bears. And it was just this whole concept that we were embracing. Like we thought bears were like big and funny and whatever else. And I kind of wanted to pull the bear into there. And that's really what was on my mind with that. So bare bones, bare like the animal, and then strength, right? I've toyed with the ideas of like fitness, gym, athletics, whatever. Strength, it just fits, because really that's what we're talking about here, is how do we get strong overall? And you know, to sound super cliche, obviously, strong in life, strong mind, strong body, strong resolve. Yes, and it is cliche, but it's important because it's true. So bare bones strength was born. And the whole idea, my mission statement, is to help people grow in strength, in body and mind, through the basics and hard work over the long term. Right? What that means is that you can adopt a squat program, a bench program, and whatever other program you want. But at its core, at its principle, you're always going to come back to the basic movements because they're always going to work. And with that, I wrote a book called The Bare Bones Method. I got heavy into working with high schoolers and putting my money where my mouth was, because I decided that those kids that I saw in the weight room, the football players in college, that were not doing a great job of, you know, exemplifying anything that they learned, maybe they weren't taught it, I decided to work with middle schoolers and high schoolers and teach them the basics of strength. All right, so I wrote this book called The Bare Bones Method. And the whole idea is that programs help you stay accountable. Programs give you numbers to shoot for. They can give you ideas for great workouts. And I think people put way too much stock into the idea Now, if you're training for, you know, 12 weeks out, 5 weeks out from whatever, from a powerlifting competition or something like that, a program will definitely help you, especially if you've never done one before. Percentage-based, linear progression. But realistically, all they do is they put numbers and accountability and concepts to this idea where you should lift heavy often, you should rest and recover, you should do all of the basic lifts in the same proportions every week, meaning you're squatting, you're pulling, you're pressing, whether it's overhead or a bench press, and you're probably doing a fair amount of higher rep stuff, whether that's push-ups or dumbbell bench press, whether it's pull-ups or lat pull-downs, whether it's sprinting, running, cardio, kettlebell swings, sled sprints, all the basics, and they never stop working. So the Bare Bones Method book encompassed this whole thing, geared towards high schoolers at the time, that says principles work over programs. This means that if you just make sure and you follow this templated idea that every week you should squat, you should move something heavy, you should move your body fast, and you should do some basic calisthenics, you extrapolate that out over 30 years, and you're probably going to be pretty fit and pretty healthy. And this is a maintainable long-term way to train. Bare Bones Strength has continued to do that and continued to just be the leader in the idea of the basics are always going to pull through. So if you've been following my page for a while and you didn't know the origin of Bare Bones Strength, that's where it comes from. And I am so excited to bring articles and podcasts. If you're listening to this right now, this is a podcast. Also, you can find me on YouTube videos coming out, podcasts coming out. I'm going to have guests, template programs. I've always got those available. You can pick up a copy of the Bare Bones Method. Also, I'm going to link that and, bring back some e-commerce t-shirts. Right now, I'm wearing a shirt from my buddy Drew's company called Epic Dad. I'll tag him below too, because I fully believe in supporting friends' businesses, and he's got a great thing going on over there. Drew, thanks for the badass shirt. And guys, just follow along. And if you've got questions, I'd love to help you out. Bare Bones Strength is an idea. It's a company, and I have programs, and I have shirts, and probably I'm going to have a gym someday also. We'll see how that shapes out, because high schoolers are where my passion is. I'm going to find a way to work with high schoolers again. And I want you to follow along and be a part of this community, be a part of this idea that we don't need to buy into what fitness influencers, coffee break like that, probably whiskey mug right there. I filled this whole thing up. I thought I was going to drink a whole thing of coffee here. Let's go down the road of fitness influencers a little bit here, only because I started the rant, so I'm going to finish it. Recently wrote an article about push-ups, don't throw away push-ups, and I was talking about this concept, and I kind of went down that rant also on fitness influencers. And part of the reason I started this company, well, a big part of the reason also, is when I saw so many influencers or people who have influence on Instagram, because maybe they're jacked or they're ripped or they got a six pack or they're doing some like cool badass things on there, and then they try to sell things and programs, and they're not the basics. You got to understand that if you see somebody that looks like me, right, that maybe is like lots of muscles, and I've sold kettlebell programs before, but I'll be honest with you, kettlebells didn't get me to look like I look now. Kettlebells didn't get me to a 600 plus deadlift and a 500 plus squat. Kettlebells didn't do that. They helped and they filled in the margins. They're a great tool, and I couldn't have done it without them, but they're a tool. And what got me there was the basics. And these fitness influencers, you're going to look at, you're going to see them sell this program or that thing or this diet. And probably whatever it is they're pushing is not what got them there. It's just what they're expressing their athleticism with right now. So if you see somebody that's touting the, let's take like Landmine. I'm going to call out that Landmine University guy. He's probably pretty strong. And I'm willing to bet that if you go to his page right now, you're going to see a lot of Landmine stuff, a lot of Landmine cleans, and they're cool and they're fun, and I've done some too and I like them. Or Mace guys, that's another big one. Kettlebell and Mace guys predominantly seem to do nothing but play with maces, and generally they're probably not that big and strong, and I don't want to look like them. Good for you guys if that's all you want to do is mace stuff, and it's kind of like Ninja Warrior stuff and spinning around. Cool, I like to play with a mace too, and I've got one, and I think it's super fun, but it's a tool. And if you see a guy that looks like me and they're big and jacked, and they're like, buy my mace program, You're not going to look like that guy by spinning a mace around. That guy didn't get to be big and jacked by spinning a mace around, by doing landmine work, by doing speed drills. They got that way by lifting heavy weights, doing squats, deadlifts, presses, bodybuilding probably, and the higher rep range of those movements. But they overloaded on the basics, and that got them there. And now they're trying to sell you on things that aren't the process to look like them. And maybe they don't say, hey, look like me if you buy my sledgehammer workout or my whatever, dig a hole a week workout. You'll look like me. They might not be saying that, but that's what they're insinuating by using themselves as marketing. What I'm insinuating is that you can look like me, you can be like me, you can gain strength and gain size and gain speed and run long distances and bike a lot and have it all, but you're going to have to do what I did, and it's follow the basics. Squat, deadlift, press, overhead press, bench press, row, pull up, push up, sprint, lunge, kettlebell swing, sled. And then you got to do it over and over and over and over and over again for the long term, and that yields results. That's not a sexy package. That's not something that's easy to put together in an ebook and make six figures on. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to get everybody to be happy and know where the results come from, to know that the gimmicks aren't going to do it, that the fads aren't going to do it, and that you need to become a virtuoso of the basic movements. Think about somebody in our society that exemplifies great physicality. I think about linebackers in a football, on a football team. Another little coffee break right here. And the reason I use them is because typically they're like, oh, 6'1", 225, benches, you know, 225 for reps, power cleans, 315, whatever. That's what I do. That's me. 6'1", 230 pounds, 225 pound bench press for 26 reps on broken cold, power clean, 315. I can do all those things too. And it's because I train like they train. If you look at their programs, they're not doing like agility, parachute ladders and landmine stuff and BOSU ball work. They're squatting, they're pressing, they're power cleaning, that's their pull, and then they're doing sprints, they're doing sled work, they're doing some bodybuilding stuff. You go in any Division I college weight room, and that's what you're going to see, is these basics over and over and over again. And if you want to look like these people look and play like they play and have the athleticism, that's what you need to follow. Guys, I'm going to end this rant here because I can go all day on this. Let's see where we're at for time. 12 minutes. Yeah, I want to keep this other under 15. There we go. Welcome back to my channel, Bare Bones Strength. I'm glad that you're on YouTube. I'm glad that you're here on the podcast. Please like, share, follow, all those things that, you know, fitness influencers say. And I'd be happy to keep putting out content. And probably the next video is going to be an overview of the Bare Bones Method. So keep an eye out for that one, guys. And once it's up there, I'll come back through and I'll link that in here. So check out the website. Get on the mailing list. I send tons of free stuff, tons of content. And I'm just excited to take everything that I've learned over the last 30 years of physicality, 20 years of lifting, and 10 years of being in the fitness industry coaching at a high level and give it to you for free because I wish somebody had done that for me. So follow along for more. Thanks for checking in. This is Ryan Parr, owner of Bare Bones Strength, and I'll catch you soon.